Welcome to Central. We're a Jesus church where everyone is welcome, where no one is perfect, where everyone is loved, and where anything is possible. Mike and Sue Jennings, you knew I was going to do that, Mikey. Mikey's my prayer partner, but he let me down. He moved to Florida for most of the year, so we have to do this on Zoom. And they're back up visiting a little bit, and he sent me a text. He says, are you on Sunday? I said, I'm on Sunday, and good to see you. Envious of you guys when you live down in the sunshine and we have the snow up here. Not now. Not envious. No, it's beautiful. Wonderful to see you. Always a joy. Joy to see each one of you. We're in a series asking the question, how do you spell it? As we talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, about love. Now, the Beatles say, all you need is love. Elvis couldn't help falling into it. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, what does she say about love? Okay. She says, it's a love story. And if you're a Frozen fan, it says, love is an open door. And we said it last week, when we speak about love, it can so often be confusing in the way that we use the word love. For Paul, there's nothing to be confused about when he speaks about the godly love that God puts into our lives. He says it's a love that changes you. And when that love changes you, it changes the way in which you live, in which you care, in which you work with others. We said it last week, and I just need to say it again because this is the difficult part. This love that God asks of us, it is not easy, it is not natural, it is a gift from God through His Holy Spirit. It's only God that changes us to be able to do that love. So, let's get back into it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 5, just the beginning of 5. Ted will have that on the screen for you. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Love is patient and kind. That's what love is. And then he's doing the what love is not parts with us. Love is not jealous or boastful, or proud. That's where we stopped last week. He adds one today. Love is not jealous, or boastful, or proud, or rude. And love does not demand its own way. Love is not rude. The NIV says, love does not dishonor others. In other words, it does not act in such a way that it leaves indelible scars of hurt in other people's lives. Love is not rude, but I don't know if you'll agree with me. Here's my struggle. When I look at this world in which we live, it seems to me this thing called common courtesy is not so common anymore. I find that it becomes sociably more and more acceptable to be rude. Love is not rude. Let me give you some examples of what I'm talking about. Driving in your car, you're on the highway, 401, and you realize you're in the wrong lane, you need to change because you kind of got to get off at the next ramp, and you put on your signal. And the next thing you see, the person behind you just speeds up and just blocks you. And then looks at you with this grin on their face like, so what are you going to do? And in that moment, you don't want to love. You want to say words that are not in the Bible. Right? I had someone say to me the other day, and it really touched my heart because it's so hard what I heard. The person said to me, my generation, you put a door in front of us and say no. We walk through the door, kick it down, and we do whatever we want. And I said, my generation would call that rude and disrespectful. You go to the mall, come to the door, and some folks there, you open the door, and they come through. They don't even look at you. They don't acknowledge you. They just walk right through as if you were paid to open the door. And before you can help it, you say, you're welcome. Love is not rude. In that moment, you don't want to love, but you have to, because here's the thing. It's non-negotiable, because there is way too much at stake. And I'm going to explain this with an example from my own life. I could use a few. But this one happened a week after the funeral that we had for my brother Henk Nijkamp. I went to the bank, but it was one of those days where everything was just in a rush, and I didn't have a lot of time, so I thought I can stop quickly, run to the automated teller, do the stuff, get out, get there, the teller is broken. So I have to go in, but clock's ticking, there's a lineup, because there's only one teller open. Okay, so I stand, and we go, good, there's a person in front of me, I'm going to be next. This is the day that the person in front of me decides that they're going to do the whole year's worth of banking that day. And it goes on, and I'm thinking, well, you decide what I was thinking. But out of the corner of my eye, I see someone coming from the back, out of one of the offices, and I'm thinking, okay, they're going to open another wicket. No, this woman comes walking straight to me. I know her from Adam. She walks right up to me and she puts her hand out. She says, I just want to say thank you for the funeral that you did for Henk Nijkamp. The way in which you did that just touched my heart. And I want to tell you that you are in exactly the right job that you should be doing. Here's the thing. No, don't do that, because I was standing there and what was I thinking? And in a moment, if I had opened my mouth and said what I thought, what would that have said to that woman? Yeah, right. He's exactly not in the job that he should be doing. Love is not negotiable, because it's too costly. If you do not love the way that God wants you to love, what will people see? You can't be standing up here or sitting in there. And when you go out there, you're something else. You've got to live that love. Because love does not dishonor. Love is not rude in a world where rudeness is okay. It's not. You and I, it's not for us. Because we have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And here, here's what Paul says, and Ted, this is going to be on the slideshow that I made for you. This is what Paul says. He says, the day you decided to let Jesus come into your life, you put on clothes. And those clothes that you wear say every day, wherever you walk, I belong to Jesus. I follow Jesus. I love like Jesus. And you're wearing that. But here's the thing. Look at what it says there. I don't even take mine. All who have been united with Christ in baptism, what had happened to them? They have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. They actually did this physically in the days of the apostles when they baptized people. Was amazing to see. People would come and they would be baptized, and when they came out, they took their old clothes off and they handed them a white gown to put on, saying, you've been washed, your old sinful you been washed away, and now you have been clothed with Jesus Christ. My friends, if you have been baptized in Jesus Christ and you have accepted Jesus as your Lord, you are wearing clothes every day that say, I belong to Jesus, and you have to show that in the way you speak, in the way you act, in the way you live, in the way you care. It is non-negotiable. You can't take it off and put it on as you wish. When you've been washed, you put it on. And you wear Jesus. And here's the thing. You wear Jesus wherever you go. And everywhere you go, people are ready to make decisions, are looking to make a decision about Jesus or for Jesus. And if you live kindly, maybe they might assume that Jesus is kind. If you live with grace, maybe they might assume that Jesus is gracious. But if I, with my clothes, live hurtful, hateful, spiteful, rude, what might they assume? Love is not rude. It does not dishonor. And then just to put that nail even a little deeper, Paul adds the second part. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude, and love does not demand its own way. The New Century Version says, and love is not selfish. Because here's the thing, those two go together exactly again, rude and selfish. They are rooted in the same thing. It's all about me. It's all about me. And love? Love is not all about me. Love is not selfish. Love does not demand its own way. Love is that which gives. I've always said that. When you look at love and you look at God's love, God looked at us and we were messed up. What did God say? I love you. But what did God do? God gave his son. Jesus came into this world. He walked among us broken people. And Jesus said, I love you. What did Jesus do to show his love? He gave his life on that cross. When Jesus rose from the dead, he said, I love you. And what did Jesus do to show his love? He says, I'm going to give you life everlasting. Love is not selfish. Love does not demand its own way. Love gives freely of itself. St. Paul, Philippians, it's on their head. Philippians 2:3-4 says, do not be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests. Take an interest in others too. That's the way that Jesus lived. That's the way that Jesus loved. It was always us, always others. That's the way that love is, even when it is asked to go hang on a cross for sinners who are broken and lost. So here's the thing. If you've been washed in that blood, if you've been cleansed, if you have received that love from Jesus, then go and show that. Because you have the t-shirt, you gotta wear it. Amen. Your word, Lord, sometimes it's kind of scary and hard because it doesn't come easy. It's easier to do the opposite of what you ask. And I'm sorry, Lord, for the times that I have not shown that love. Not because of me, but because of what it showed of you, which you are not. Because you are not rude. You do not demand your own way. You give your love so graciously. It is so costly, Lord. It's so hard some days. But thank you that through your Spirit, you are the one who's writing our lives and the stories of our lives, teaching us daily to be more like you, to be kind and gentle and gracious, forgiving, to love like you would love, Lord. Because you didn't ask whether we are deserving of your love. You just gave it. And when, Lord, you were so mistreated in this world, you just gave more of your love. So then, teach us not how to spell it, Lord, but how to wear it every day in our own lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. By the way, the woman in the bank was the new branch manager. Let's say thank you as we give of our gifts.